Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, it is wintertime, and as a gentle reminder of that fact, it's cold outside. And not just here, but pretty much everywhere, even places that don't normally see freezing temperatures or snow. In Port Arthur, Texas, it snowed about 5 inches. That's the most snow that Southeast Texas has seen in 130 years. And as you might imagine, the people there, ill-prepared. And that's how one man got into a little bit of trouble. Our very own Mike Hawk brought us this story yesterday. A man in the town of Port Arthur, he posted a video to TikTok that showed him using his baby to brush snow off of his windshield. That was meant as a joke, but now he's under the threat of arrest because people have no sense of humor at all. It never would have happened, though, if it didn't snow. Meanwhile, last week in Canada, a man earned Shot of the Day honors after his pants fell down during a fight and ended up face down on a sidewalk with his penis frozen to the ground. And in Florida, where temperatures are unusually cold, authorities are warning residents to beware of falling iguanas. The reptiles enter a frozen state and fall out of trees, which is hazardous because they can weigh up to 18 pounds. Just let that sink in for a minute. But look, cold weather creates its own set of problems, and that's what we want to talk about today. So brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, we want to know what happened because it was cold.
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but tell us, away we go. Welcome to season 20, episode number 4,250. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat is once again. We will be joined by Taryn Daly and Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show. We're going to sit and spin today. We have some actors that believe that they also have the ability to sing.
Oh, boy.
And you're going to like it, right?
Hopefully.
Multi-talented entertainers. That's right. Well, we all know there's a lot of people out there that are multi-talented. I mean, hell, Hugh Jackman. He's a classically trained actor.
Yeah.
He can actually do theater, go up on stage, sing. But these are people that actually thought that they could make a hit record.
There's a difference. Like, he can sing, but he'll never sing a song you want to hear. But it makes sense that he's singing for a movie or a musical or whatever it is you do. You click your heels and all that kind of crap. But right, these people are like, nah, man. I'm making a pop record that you're going
to
like.
And most of the time, if a singer or a musician wants to do something with a movie, for the most part, they're going to do a cameo. Now, and probably going to play themselves.
I mean, Chalamet just did a good job singing Bob Dylan on SNL.
Granted, it's Bob Dylan, but he did do a good job with it.
Lady Gaga did a great job with a remake of A Star Is Born as far as being an actor.
Yeah, she did well. I don't like the movie, but she did a good job.
I don't know.
What?
You didn't think she did a good job?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's that hard for somebody with a musical career to be an actress in a movie about a musical career.
I hear you, but yeah. Cut her some slack on this one. Like, I had to go see the movie with my wife. Actually, I fell asleep for part of it because that's what I thought of it. But she did a good job as an actress, right? Obviously, when she was on stage, she killed it. But all the storyline around it, and all, I'm like,
but on the flip side, Bradley Cooper, he had to sing.
Correct.
So he, who was an actor, of course, he can do anything.
Yeah, but he still doesn't have a great voice. He's just not tone deaf. And everything you're saying was down here in this register, which, like, most
of
us
hopefully you
do
sing
that.
In your register. I mean, hopefully you don't try to get out of it.
No, that's his register. Yeah. That was it.
Okay, all right. So we have 10 actors that did, in fact, release music.
Mm-hmm.
And they were being dead serious about it.
Like, this, right, that's it, right.
See, it's not just like this is a part-time hobby. I'm just throwing this
was
out.
Was Bruce Willis being serious when he did his stuff?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So was Jack Wagner. Do you remember Jack Wagner? He had a
From Heart to Heart or something like that?
He was on a soap opera.
But yeah, he was in a lot of... He was kind of famous for being hot.
Somebody, yeah. Like, showed up on Love Boat.
Right. Patrick Swayze had a song, She's Like the Wind.
Boy, that's a terrible song.
But it was popular.
It was.
Back in the day.
It
when
was
he
bad,
was,
though,
was
man.
John Travolta.
When what he was, did he say?
Well, the Grease soundtrack was incredibly popular on the Billboard charts back
then.
Yeah,
but I don't
You're
know
the one that
it's because
I,
he was singing.
But what, he was singing.
I know. He was.
Swayze, though. That's a popular song. I forget that's him.
Mm-hmm. That is him. Boy, I don't like that song at all. I don't remember what his voice sounded. Maybe he had a good voice, just a horrible song.
Well, you know they're serious when they go on tour. And Bruce Willis went on tour and played with his band. I mean, hell, so did Russell Crowe, whatever, the grunts or whatever the...
90-odd grunt. Yes, right, that's why I don't know if he's being... Steven Seagal?
Sure.
Unfortunately, he was dead-ass serious.
Who?
Steven Seagal.
Oh, he's serious about everything. Man, he's bad.
But Bruce Willis, I'd go see his band. I mean, I have a soft spot for white guys that sing the blues.
That a rich?
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah, Miles, you know me.
Okay. Huge Clapton fan over here.
So slow at himself.
Oh, boy. Yeah, 10 actors that release music. We'll say that's coming up for you today at 4:30 on the program. In the meantime, do yourself a favor. I'll listen to the show on the Odyssey app. If you can, if you listen for an hour, you're shot at $5,000 a day.
Yeah.
As we continue giving away that free money. And if you're at work, I mean, you can listen on Odyssey.com. Just be sure to sign in. And a 1 hour, any part of the day, that gets you registered to win. You can do that every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So just know that with the Odyssey app, which is, by the way, absolutely free. And as we know, it's cold as hell. The sun's shining. That's not a bad thing.
No, not at all.
Forecast, I believe, Teddy, you are way up on this. Is it... Saturday evening, Sunday, they're calling for maybe some lowland snow in the area. I know the rain's supposed to be here.
The rain's back Friday, maybe some snow showers Sunday morning.
Okay, so it's going to be a cold weekend, and it's cold for the most part all across the country. For an example, we have seen the storms that have hit Texas, as you said, that hit Florida. Quick update on Florida, they're going to get hit with another cold front.
Really?
Yes, they are. They say if Isaac Newton lived in Florida this winter, he'd probably have an iguana fall on his head rather than an apple. That is because the cold snap this coming weekend will likely cause the bright green reptiles to enter into their frozen state. And that's when they fall out of trees and other vegetation where they live. Now, you have to remember, these are not small animals.
No, not the ones there, man.
These are big animals. They weigh sometimes more than 20 pounds.
Because they average, what, anywhere from about 4 to 6 feet in Florida, at least the ones that I have physically seen. Like, they're not tiny.
They can get big. The majority of them are like a couple feet long. But yeah. I mean, I've seen some that look like dinosaurs. And I mean, when I say they look like a dinosaur, they look like a dinosaur. But those were 30 pounds in Curacao. These were huge.
How cold's it got to be for me to be like, I'm in my frozen state, can't come in today?
It depends on the size of the iguana. So they said like a 6.5-footer. Once it drops below 50 degrees, that's when you get into iguanas falling out of tree
territory. That's exactly right.
So the bigger the iguana, the colder it has to be, but it's cold enough in Florida that, look, if you're an iguana, you're falling out of the tree.
They figured out a way to shut down kind of their metabolic rate when it gets that cold, and they're conserving energy. A 2-foot iguana would become cold stunned after a couple hours at 50 degrees. A 6-foot iguana would take about twice as long. In the cooler temperatures to enter that state. They say temperature Saturday morning will drop below 50 degrees throughout much of the Sunshine State, with lows in the upper 30s and 40s. In southern Florida, that is where most iguanas live. Miami dropped to 47 degrees. Fort Myers is supposed to be down to 39 degrees.
That's crazy.
Yes. They say should Florida residents come across cold, stunned iguanas this weekend, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission strongly advises against trying to warm up the creatures by bringing them into their home or vehicle.
Why would you do that?
They can snap out of their torpor quicker than expected and become defensive. Think sharp teeth and claws and long tails that whip. So don't try to save one of these bad boys if they're out in your yard.
Leave it alone. It'll be fine. When it warms up, it'll be good.
Yep.
Why would people bring it into... Because, like, you bring the thing into your house, like, oh, we warmed it up. All right, well, if you're not keeping it as a pet, you got to put it back out in the cold anyway.
Sure. Shot of the day from just the other day. We have the story that happened in Canada. As a drunken bar brawl ended with a dude's junk freezing to the ice icy sidewalk. You never want to hear that, but it happened. The incident started with a man who was intoxicated, getting into an argument with others inside a bar in Alberta. Now, the argument ended up spilling outside where the guy's pants fell down during the fight.
Yeah.
TMZ reported the police in Alberta told them it all went down at the East Village Pub and Eatery. Sounds like a decent place. This happened on Sunday, January the 12th. They added when the guy fell to the ground with his pants down during the scuffle with the other patrons, Mother Nature grabbed hold and refused to let go. So he must have been somewhat moist down there, I'm going to guess.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know, I mean, like...
He's already a little excited?
No, he had to have been just...
Well, he's probably sweaty. Your adrenaline's going.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you think about it. Like, your tongue will stick to the flagpole, not your finger.
Right. Unless you lick your finger first.
Then stick it to the pole.
Right.
The first responders were eventually able to free his junk without injury. Now, wouldn't you just use hot water? Doesn't that seem like the logical thing to do? Just pour some hot water down there?
It sort of does, except I think that guy's going to be like, please do not put hot water on my junk. Maybe try warm water. Yeah, but warm water is going to cool off so quick. If your junk sticks to the ground, I'd have to think that the warm water would just encase it in more ice.
Oh, so you think it's going to flash freeze it in there?
Like, look, man, we have to use hot water because it buys you an extra 3 Mississippi to get your junk
off.
You,
how about chiseling the ice around his unit and then bringing him inside so that the ice can melt?
But I mean, was it like a sewer top?
But did it stick to the, like, how thick is the ice?
Yeah.
Right? Because if the ice is just a little sheen on top of the sidewalk, I don't know if there's enough ice to chill. I don't know what I would do, man.
Well, after authorities
peeled
his penis off the ice.
Yeah.
He was arrested.
Of course.
For whatever he did there in involving the fight.
You guys didn't learn about that in Boy Scouts?
Nah.
Right, you get all these life-saving tips, but like, hey man, there's a man frozen penis down on the sidewalk. Where's the Eagle Scout? What do we do, Mike?
It was just never, you know, that cold enough to where we had to deploy that here. So
did they just say keep your pants on?
That's right. That's damn right. Why is your dong out while you're walking on the sidewalk? Right.
That's a bad
don't point. Fight with your penis out in the winter,
right? I swear to you, I've told the story before, but it's still one of the weirdest ones. Close down the bar. It's 1:30, 2 o'clock in the night. Start walking home, and it starts to snow. And it's that snow that it almost seems like it's like from a Peanuts cartoon. It's just, it's
right.
Big, heavy flakes. They're falling down very slowly. It's mesmerizing kind of thing. It's very tranquil. It feels very quiet. At the same time, it feels warm. It's one of those nights, you know? I am walking home. I have had way too much to drink. I mean, way too much to drink where I am just stuck in the leaning left position. Every time I take a step forward,
yeah,
I start going left. I cannot control it. Mm. I am consciously trying to go right, and yet my body takes me left. It's just, I cannot walk straight. I am at that point. It is not good. I'm not proud, but at the same point in time, I'm trying my best, and I'm not very far from home. I'm about 2 blocks away. There are a row of boxwood bushes that line the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And at one point in time, trying to straighten myself out, I staggered left and fell backwards into the bush. Now, when I fell back into this boxwood, it is a very thick, bushy bush.
Yeah.
And it kind of suspended me. So my feet were still on the ground. I was just laying back with my hand spread eagle in this bush.
And if you're that drunk, wherever you lay down is going to feel comfortable. Yeah.
And yes. I'm...
That's the other issue.
Yes, absolutely.
And as I'm looking up, I'm seeing these large snowflakes fall. But then at the same time, my eyes are doing that thing like there's something wrong with the projector at the movie theater.
Yeah.
Everything is just kind of bouncing and it's not very steady. You know that ding, 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 ding,
yeah,
ding? It's almost like your eyes are dribbling a basketball, but the eyes are the basketball. So I'm going through that and I'm trying to straighten myself out. And that's all I remember. Okay? I do not know how much time elapses from this point. I do not know. I get a, hey, buddy, and someone is wiping the snow accumulation off my face and my glasses. Fortunately, I was wearing glasses. I probably would have woke up if I wasn't wearing glasses, to be honest with you.
Or died.
Yes. But this guy grabs my arm. He goes, hey, wake up, man. And I'm like, yeah, what? You know, like that. Like,
hey, you're asleep. You're annoyed.
I'm agitated. You know, I'm warm. Everything's good. He's like, dude, you're in a bush. And I'm like, oh, man, help me up. Now, he was kind enough to actually hold my hand and walk me up the road. From that point in time, I crawled up the steps because the house was on a little bit of an elevated hillside. Yeah. Crawled up the steps, crawled onto the porch, opened the door, crawled into the living room, passed out on the couch. But if it wasn't for that guy, I don't know if I would have gotten like severe frostbite. I do not know if I would have died. I just don't know the outcome. And keep in mind, again, I left that bar at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. The fact that anybody walked by there is a freaking miracle. I'm pretty sure this happened like on a Tuesday night or something.
Right.
You know, this is
Morgantown?
This is Morgantown.
Probably helps. It's college town.
I'm 20 years old.
It helps a lot.
However old I am. But yeah, that guy, swear to God, saved my life. I do not remember what he looked like. He was very kind and patient with me, and he realized, like, he started to walk with me and realized I can't walk.
Yeah.
So that's when he kind of assisted me. He's like, where do you live? I'm like, I definitely know where I live. I'm 2 blocks up. He's like, I will walk you up there because he's going to walk past there anyway. So he was the guy that guided me, you know, to the front steps. I'm like, I got it from here. And he's like, you sure? I'm like, I can crawl. I just can't stand up and walk because I keep falling to the left. And I finally got in there, and I woke up the next morning, and when I woke up, I was like, okay, was this kind of a dream? You know what I mean?
Was this
a dream or whatever the deal is? But I had my shoes on, had my jacket on, had my jeans on, had everything on I was wearing last night. Did not take any of that off. So I know for a fact I can start to piece things together.
Yeah. And then,
as of course I do, I'm walking to class that morning, and I walk by that bush, and there is an imprint in the bush of not as much snow as the surrounding.
Right, yeah.
There's an indent. It's still snowed over. But there's definitely a place where you could tell someone had fallen in that bush. And that was me. So that was, I mean, I was, it kind of like, I can't describe it. It kind of like shocked me into, you could do better.
Oh, yeah, you'll have that moment.
When you're like, yeah. You know, like when you almost die, you're like, I know better than this. I'm not drinking Jaeger again. Or whatever my thought process was when I woke up.
Yeah, that's definitely one of those.
Yeah.
Growing up in Rochester, man, it's so cold there all the time. You don't notice the cold. It's just what it is, right? Always had a ton of snow. Didn't give it a lot of thought. Never had a snow day. Nothing like that. And I will say, when I was in elementary school, this is a sad statement, but it's true. Every year we went down, not necessarily in our class, but at our school, we were always one student down. Because inevitably, you got Lake Ontario and Arundquoit Bay. And people snowmobile, drive the trucks on it, and kids play on it. And every year we lost a kid, went under the ice. As a guarantee, the principal, you didn't know when it happened, but it was always a Monday when we found out. It's happened over the weekend. The principal would come on, right, and do that full kind of conference thing with all the students, and they say some kid's name, and you're just like, oh, man, we know where this is going. And very sad, but, you know, they went under the ice, and they named the body of water, and you're just like, geez. I mean, that was
to me, that was quicksand.
The parents were always, you know, my parents were always like, hey, man, do not play. It doesn't matter how thick you think that ice is on the lake.
Yep.
And the thing is, for the most part, believe it or not, you're safe, but I'm a bitch, so I'm like, you do not have to worry about me walking on ice that's over water. I'll play in the snow. Right. But I remember I get home from school, and there's a ton of snow on the ground. No big deal. Latchkey kid. I don't have my key. So I'm locked out of the house. So at this point, it is getting cold, but there's nothing you can do. Pre-cell phones. The only phone is in the house, so I can't even call my parents to let them know I'm locked out. I didn't care much. I'm kind of doing homework or something, but I got to poop. And like most little kids, you overthink what you should do. And finally, I'm like, dude, we live in the woods. Just go into the trees and take a dump. And I don't know why this memory sticks with me. It's just so irritating to me. But I'm already cold. My feet hurt. I go out into the trees. I drop my pants. And it's a single turd. And I always remember I could hear it. You know when you put something really hot on something cold? I could hear it melt into the snow. But the indentation it left was the exact shape of the turd, which more or less was like a reverse letter C. I remember that. And then I had nothing to wipe my ass with, so I used a sheet of loose leaf notebook paper. And I put a paper cut on the very rim there. And I cannot explain how long it takes for that to heal and how bad it stings. So now I'm in pain. I realize I've cut. And that's the thing. I wipe my ass and I look and there's not blood with a paper cut, all right? But I got to sit there like another hour and a half. And I remember my father pulls into the driveway and he starts laughing because he realizes, obviously, I've been locked out of the house. And I'm just pissed. Like, how long you been under? I'm like, well, since I got home, man, like 2.5, 3 hours, whatever it is. It's like, why are you so upset? So I told him what happened. He's like, you cut your ass on a piece of paper. I didn't never think to wipe my ass with. So he laughed at me. You know what he's mad about? That I pooped in the yard. I was like, man, that really? I've been out of
some animal's going to come and eat that.
Death. You're mad tomorrow. Because I pooped in the yard. I got a cut on my butt, man, that is stinging and took like a week to finally heal. And that's the grief I'm getting. Thanks.
What happened because it was cold? 206-803-ROCK.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Miles, get up here. Men's Room Walker launch party is on Friday, February the 7th. We'll do a live broadcast up there at the Black Raven Brewing facility.
Yeah.
Beautiful spot in Woodinville. And you will be part of the live studio audience while drinking beer with us and celebrating the launch of our 20th anniversary lager, which is out now. We've got some updated locations coming up.
I've seen a few of those.
The beer is spreading far and wide. I actually went to buy some salsa for a buddy down in Tacoma, and I go to my tried and true location, and I know they got the salsa. They also have the Men's Room beer broth from Willie's Famous Sausage.
Nice.
They've always got the Black Raven Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk into Market Time up there on Fremont Avenue, so I know I can get all three. I'm going to get a little care package. And lo and behold, the reverse of everything happens. They were sold out of the sausage. They were sold out of the Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can. They did have salsa.
So they did have some salsa.
I just bought them two tubs of salsa. And said, man, it's not the best care package in the world.
But it's a lot of salsa.
That was the best that I could do. Yeah, the cans, the silver cans are getting out there for the lager.
Mm-hmm.
More locations are coming out on draft as well. We'll keep you updated as those come in. If you happen to see the beer out, either at your favorite watering hole on draft, in a can, however they've got it, do us a favor and send a pic to the men's room at KISW.com. Yeah. We'll spread all over the social media.
And by
world.
we mean Mike.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll get a place that's close to you where you can enjoy it. If not, join us for the launch party. We're going to start our Men's Room World Tour with a celebration that's going to last all year long.
Hell yeah, man.
This is stop number one, so hopefully you'll be able to. It's absolutely free. Join us on a Friday afternoon and grab a cold one. Good times. Okay, our question, what happened because it was cold? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wes. Welcome to the Men's Room.
She got a roof that don't leak.
Hola. Hola.
All right, so I was on my way back from Tennessee down to Louisiana on the 20th, right before the winter storm this year. And I get back, and I thought I'd prep my, because I'm a geographical bachelor, so I started prepping my camper. Drain all the lines, drain the hose, you know, turn on the space heaters. I woke up that Tuesday morning after it dumped all that snow. It was 49 degrees in my camper. I had no water. Thank God the electricity was still on. So I spent the next 4 hours going to Lowe's multiple times to get like insulation for the hose, trying to de-thaw the whole camper, turning on the heaters, turning on the propane. And I get to start putting the insulation on the hose, and I'm just praying that this works because, like, I wanted to take a hot shower. And I'm like, I got mud, I got dirt, I got water all over me from, like, disconnecting the hose, reconnecting the hose, all that. And my redneck neighbor walks out and goes, "Hey, man, them pool noodles work?" And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I just didn't have the time to tell him, like, this is actual insulation. It's not yellow and green and pink pool noodles. It's black. And it has, like, tape on it.
Yeah.
Like, double-sided tape. And I was like, yeah, man, I'll see. Because I spent time just, like, stomping my boots on the hose to, like, crack the ice up so that it would actually push water. And I was just like, I was so fed up. I turned the water off. I kept the space heaters going, and I went to my friend's house on Fort Polk, and I was just like, hey, man, I'm staying the night with you, bro. I'm over this.
Is that the first time you had to deal with that kind of thing, as far as the frozen water and the pipes and all that?
Oh, definitely in Louisiana. Like, it would get cold. It would get cold. Like, I'm in southern Louisiana. But the greatest thing was when I would go out and I see all these idiots in the ditches, the sheriff on the north side of New Orleans put out a meme. You can look it up, and it says, like, y'all can't drive when it's sunny, so just stay home when you learn how to drive.
Yeah.
What's on? So, is this a camper you're pulling with a truck?
Yeah, it's like a travel camper. Okay. It's like an ultralight 30-footer.
Did the people in Louisiana even have any kind of winter gear? Because it's one thing to snow. It's another thing when it's actually cold outside. Like, what do you even wear, man? Because it's not like anyone down there is buying North Face.
Nah, like, so I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Missouri. My wife's from Tennessee. And, like, I had my thermals on. I had my overalls, my hoodie, beanie, all that. And, like, dude, I'm just, like, driving around, like, laughing at these people who, like, are trying to get into Walmart just freezing. And I'm like, dude, this is not cold.
That's the thing, man. When it is cold outside, like, I've got some clothes for when it's cold, but my goal is never to spend a lot of time outdoors when it is cold. So I can get from point A to point B and be fine. But we went to Kansas City a couple years ago, Chiefs-Ravens game, and it was 13 degrees, I want to say. And, like, I realized my clothes are not built for 13 degrees. So when we get there, all these people from KC, they're in the parking lot. They tailgate really well. And they still got their smokers going, eating barbecue. Very nice group of people. I hate their team, but very nice group of people. And these dudes looked over at us, right? And they got their big Carhartt, you know, camo onesie on. And, man, these guys walked over and said, hey, man, listen, I know you guys ain't going to ask, but we don't want you to die. They just handed us hand warmers. I'm like, thank you. Said, man, don't put them in your gloves, money. Man. Put them in your shoes. You said, said you're going to put your hands in your damn pocket. So they were not kidding, man. So we crushed up all these, put them in your boots. That was the power move. I was so grateful to these people in Kansas City because they just looked at us like, you're not built for this.
Is that the coldest weather you've ever experienced?
It's hard to say, all right? So we went to Kansas City, and it was 17 degrees by the time I got to kickoff. But we were on the side of Arrowhead where the sun hit, so we started shedding clothes. It was 17 degrees, but somehow in the sun, you started feeling hot, right? So we stripped down. But I went to a Ravens game against Carolina. This was 2 or 3 seasons. This was in Baltimore, but the wind was whipping. So I want to say it was like 27 degrees, but with the wind chill, it felt like 6. And first of all, the game finished. It was like 9-6. It was a terrible game, right? We won, but it was just a boring game. I have never been that cold for that long in my life. And I cannot tell you how many hundreds of dollars I ended up spending at the team store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To buy more clothes.
Dude, hats, jackets. My daughter, who's not even a football fan, God bless her, man. She sat there in this weather. She does not care, right? But for 3.5 hours, she sat there freezing to death. I had to buy her 3 blankets, a pair of gloves, a pair of mittens to put over the gloves, as much hot chocolate as she could drink before she's going to pee herself, two hats. And I mean, so you look at this picture of us, me and my son, we're still standing cheering. My wife likes football, but it's a little cold. She's getting a little miserable. And it looked like we had a pile of blankets next to us. My daughter was under there somewhere. I mean, we just, yeah. But I spent, I want to say $400 or $500 at the team store. Because, like, I would buy something, right? Get back to the seats within 20 minutes. I'm like, I look at my daughter. I mean, she's bouncing back like she's having a seizure. I'm like, all right, baby, come with me. Let's go down and get something. She would grab a blanket, man. 20 minutes later, we're all shaking again. So, I mean, I just, basically, I went broke to try to stay warm.
I had an Army-Navy game, like in 05. Same thing. It's like 20 degrees, but that wind is whipping.
Oh, that's the
And that's the only
worst.
Time, like, you know how, like, your teeth will chatter?
Yeah.
You know when you're real cold? I am not kidding you. My butt was doing that.
Your ass was actually chattering with
you. It was that cold. And same thing. Like, we had on hats and gloves. We didn't have the... I mean, we had on winter jackets, but they just weren't as big.
You need something built for wind, man. I'm talking. It can just be cold. You go, all right. When that wind
you
picks
need a
up,
shell.
It is unbelievable.
You absolutely need a shell.
I didn't even, I want to say I had two beers in that entire game because just putting my hand out of my pocket to grab my beer, it was so cold, it wasn't worth it.
Right.
I was in. Somebody brought shrimp cocktails that were previously frozen.
Right.
And we had to put them on a little heater just to defrost them because it wasn't warm enough. Right.
Last year, about the same time, I was in Chicago and went to a Chicago Blackhawks game. Now, the arena itself, the United Center, was cold. It was the coldest arena I have ever been in, like to actually watch something for that extended period of time. Like, people were getting up and walking around. No one was taking their hat off. People had their hoods up. It was cold inside the arena, which I thought that was weird. But anyway...
Hockey generally is colder.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, not like this. This was like, wow, they're going to turn on the heat. Now this is it. I'm like, man. You start tapping your toes and everything else. The end of the game, where it's about 5 blocks to the bus stop. So you got to walk all the way past all the parking lots and everything else. And I mean, the wind was cutting through you. It was cold. I cannot describe how hard the wind was. How it just ripped through everything. So we get to the bus stop, and there's a dude, and he is Chicago as Chicago can be.
All right.
I mean, he looks like a sketch on SNL.
Fake solo stash.
He had one.
Yeah, I was going to say that's Chicago.
Okay, and he's doing the, I mean, if you know someone from Chicago, they only wear Ray-Bans.
Right.
There's no other sunglasses available. I'm serious. No Blues Brothers. I mean, these are Chicago movies. They don't wear anything other than Ray-Bans. Everybody standing around me is wearing Ray-Bans. It's Chicago sunglasses. So he's got this look. And we're all standing by the bus stop, and people are kind of spread out a little bit.
Sure.
And he's like, fellas, folks, let's bring it in, man. Let's bring it in. And he starts, and I'm not kidding you. He's like, come on, man, everybody, just get in. Just let's get as close as we can. And I swear to God, he huddled us like cows. Into a small group. Come on, in more.
Just
in
keep
more.
The body heat. Keep the warm.
We were all elbow to elbow on this corner waiting for this bus to show up, man, because the bus wasn't coming. And it was, but he was like, yeah, man, the small women get in the middle. You got any kids in here? Let's get them in the middle. Bigger guys.
He's got that penguin attack
guys
on there.
Stand on the outside, man. We'll try to block him. I mean, he was basically in charge of like, all right, this is the only way we're going to survive. We're in the middle of the city.
Right.
Just wait for a bus.
But when the wind's blowing, man.
God.
Oh, so you watch these like nature documentaries and polar bears. I get it. It's in the name and they jump in this cold ass water. It's the penguins where I'm like, man, if reincarnation is real, please do not bring me back as a penguin. Because they'll show that wind is ripping through Antarctica, right? And they're like, oh, the babies and the mamas. They're like in the middle of the pack. And it's just these dudes that make the ring around the outside to keep the wind off. And it's not like penguins can really give a facial expression, but I swear to God they do when it's that cold. And every one of them just looks like, F this.
What happened because it was cold? 206-803-ROCK.
I didn't think penguins could frown, but that's what it looks like.
Say, not a big deal, but years ago, Maryland's playing a Thursday night game, right? It used to be a big deal, ACC, Thursday night football. So we're all going, and it's one of those days in Maryland where it's like late November or something. So it's fine during the day, but it is going to drop like 20 degrees during this game.
Yeah.
So my brother bought a little like half pint of E&J brand.
You're about to say Easy Jesus.
Easy Jesus, right? So our buddy Dan, who's with me, DB, he's not used to the protocol or whatever. I don't know. All I know is my brother brought this specifically just to take a quick nip here and there to warm you up. I know it doesn't, but
you feel like it.
Right. And we passed it to him, and he chugged it.
Oh.
I mean, my brother, like, he's like, what? Like, it was only a half pint. I was like, oh, my brother, I thought was going to kill him. He was like, that's how we were going to survive.
Damn you.
Yeah.
What happened because it was cold? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chandler. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola.
So, my ex-brother-in-law used to live in Bethel, Alaska, which is about, you have to fly into Anchorage and then take a separate plane to get there because it's landlocked during the wintertime. And so it runs in the wintertime at roughly negative 20 degrees. At any given time, the sun comes out and it warms up to about negative 7 or so.
All right.
Why does he live there?
So his wife got a unbelievable opportunity for a job that made her over 6 figures a year.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay.
But what they didn't realize is when you get up to a place like that where everything has to be barged in because there's no road access, everything costs 4 times as much.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So a gallon of milk up there is like $12. Mm-hmm. And a dozen eggs are 10.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure right now they're probably like $40 or $50 for a dozen eggs. Yeah. A Costco pack of water up there is like $15. So they made it work. But yeah, we went up there to visit them a couple years ago and we flew in. You get out and you immediately can like spit and it'll freeze before it even hits the ground.
Oh, yeah. Okay, why did you go in the winter?
I have to ask that. Because like anything else, I would...
That is a good question.
I would tell anybody that was coming to visit me in Seattle, even though it's sunny day out today, hey, don't come now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Maybe let's shoot for July or...
I tell everybody August and September.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even October.
July, you get away. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the reason why we went in the wintertime, because the flights were really, really cheap.
Yeah, well, there's a reason for that.
Yeah. They might even give you money when you get on the plane.
It's like, exactly. It's like if you're going to buy meat at the grocery store, like, Vienna sausages, what a deal.
Right.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Right. Yeah. It actually wasn't my decision. I was just kind of going along for the ride because, you know, the wife at the time.
I was
going
to say, because you're married. I get it.
Yeah. So how cold was it actually within the residence? Because if it's that cold outside, I'm assuming if you get your house up to 55, you've done a pretty good job.
Yeah. It was about 62 was kind of the high in there. And that's with the heater cranked like full time. We couldn't take a shower because they have to get their water actually trucked in and put into a tank outside their house, and that tank was frozen, so we couldn't even shower because the water was frozen.
So how do you get water? You just take ice and boil it, or snow?
Yeah, we'd actually go outside and grab snow and just put it on the stove and boil it.
Could you do it? What about toilets? I mean, you know, so you got to fill the toilet back up, so if the tank is frozen, could you not flush the toilet either?
So you would have to constantly flush the toilet about every 2 minutes to keep the water flowing. So even if you don't use it, you still have to flush it. Because if you let it sit for too long, it freezes.
Is he still living up there?
As far as I know, yes. I've actually been divorced from her for about a year and a half now. Okay. But as far as I know, yes, he's still living up there. But the reason why I called in the first place is because when I was up there, their dog went running outside and rolled around in the snow for a little bit and then got frozen to the porch. Like some dirt
stuff. Oh.
I mean, like its paws were stuck on the porch.
Oh, well, the hair actually froze to the porch when she laid down on the porch.
Oh.
So, like, she couldn't stand up.
How long was she out there before anyone realized that that's what the problem was?
I'd say like half an hour, 45 minutes.
So how do you get a frozen dog off the porch?
So we had to boil water and then put it in a spray bottle and let it cool down so that it didn't burn her. And then slowly spray the hair that was connected to the porch with warm water to loosen it up enough to where we could get her up enough to get her in the house. But yeah, it was quite a sight.
Yeah, I bet it would be.
How long did it take to unstick the dog from the porch?
15 minutes, maybe. Because the water, as you're spraying warm water in negative
20-degree temperature still wants to freeze as you're spraying it on the dog. So we had to keep constantly refilling the bottle with warm water to...
Did the dog seem traumatized by this? Or was this just like, oh, I did this last year. I know what's going on.
Yeah, it seemed like she was okay with it. I mean, as soon as we got her up, she just went back in the house and we toweled her off and she just started running around inside like she was before. So
okay.
I don't know if that ever... I never asked if that actually happened to her in the past, but she seemed like it wasn't that big a deal.
Like, if this was 2 or 3 days, maybe I could tolerate it, right? You know, I mean, like, when we tried to get up on the top of Rainier, we were kind of stuck in a snowstorm for 2 or 3 days. It was absolutely maddening as far as not being able... If you wanted to go to the bathroom, you needed to rope up with somebody else.
Right.
And it takes somebody a long time to get all those clothes off just to be able to poop and not poop on all the layers that they're wearing because you are absolutely... You've got 4 pairs of pants on. You've got...
Right.
I mean, it's cold. The wind is blowing 60 to 70 miles an hour at this point. And we're stuck there. I mean, you want to talk about going stir crazy.
And didn't you say, like, they're giving you these bean burritos for the protein?
Yes, you
need
it.
But because you can't physically leave the cabin you're in with, what, 15, 20 other people?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's just blowing farts all the time. And there's nothing you can do.
And, you know, based on your diet, like, you want to poop. But, dude, you ate 2 packs of beef jerky.
Right.
It ain't happening, man. Like, you're not... this is not going to be as easy as you think it's going to be. So, I mean, it was a lot like camping, as far as that goes, where you're like...
No, yours is less fun than camping,
man. You try to hold it. But I'm telling you, but to live like that every day...
Yeah.
I mean, I did 3 days.
No, no, thank you.
Every single day of your life is a challenge just to survive or peel your dog off your porch.
I wanted to ask him, and I should have, what is the job that she has that pays 6 digits? Because
she's got an ice cream shop.
Once he explained that story, I'm like, not worth it. If I got to live like that, man, like, hey, we have a great salary, but this is real.
Maybe I've got to adjust to it.
Yeah. Or I've got a winter cabin in Anchorage or something. You know,
right.
I'm closer to civilization, or maybe there's a plowed road.
Mm-hmm.
What happened because it was cold? 206-803-ROCK.